Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the new settlement in the occupied West Bank 2 days ahead of general elections.
Today, the government has decided to put into motion the process of establishing the settlement, Mevut Yeriko, in the Jordan Valley. The final approval will, of course, be given along with the formation of the next government.
Israeli cabinet agreed to turn Mevut Yeriko, located in the Jordan Valley, into an official settlement. The approval follows Netanyahu's pledge last week to annex the Jordan Valley if he wins Tuesday's elections. The area constitutes one-third of the West Bank. Netanyahu's pledge has drawn widespread international condemnations. Critics say the measure would kill any chances of peace between Israelis and Palestinians. All Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. Let's cross over to Ramallah, joined by Press TV's Mona Candil. Mona, good to have you with us. Well, explain to us exactly what's going on and what this means.
Well, for Palestinians, all Israeli settlements are illegal, whether they are called outposts or legalized settlements. What happened today is that the Israeli cabinet, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the ministers held the meeting of the Israeli cabinet in the Jordan Valley in the occupied West Bank. And it's the first time that they hold this meeting in that area. Netanyahu, from there, again pledged that if he becomes the Israeli Prime Minister and he wins the election that would be held on Tuesday, he would be imposing full control on the Jordan Valley, annexing settlements, and at the same time considered the illegal outpost of Mevut Yeriko as a settlement. The Israelis call it illegal, not illegal settlement, as an outpost, because the settlers go to a Palestinian land, take it by force without Israeli, approvals, Israeli official approvals, and they bring caravans and homes, and they took control of it. However, later on, the Israeli regime retroactively approves these settlements and consider it as official settlements. Palestinian presidency today issued a statement condemning Netanyahu's remarks and said that all Israeli settlements are illegal. There's nothing called official and outpost. Also urged the international community to intervene. But it seems that Netanyahu, especially that he today said that if he becomes the Israeli Prime Minister again, he wins the election, he expects that U.S. President Donald Trump would be revealing the so-called deal of the century only days after the Israeli election.
Now, Mona, does it appear that the majority of Israelis actually support what Netanyahu says as far as taking over and creating new settlements and also trying to expand the settlements? I mean, what's the situation on that side?
Well, according to experts, what Netanyahu is trying to do is trying to impose his influence on the Israelis and the settlers. It's part of an election campaign that he's giving them promises that if I become the prime minister again, then I will be annexing more lands. I would be annexing the settlements to Israel. This means not allowing Palestinians to have their independent state, because on ground, a Palestinian state would be impossible with no conjoined lands, with no limited borders. Palestinians would be living, if Netanyahu completely annexed the illegal settlements, Palestinians would be living in cantons and they themselves would be living in a way or another in settlements. So yes, Netanyahu is trying to impose his power on the settlers, because knowing that he's trying to bring the voters from the right-wing party to vote for him in the next election. Hopefully, he's hoping that this time he would succeed and form the election, form the cabinet. He doesn't only need votes, but he also is in need for majority to be able to form his cabinet and stir.
Thank you so much for that update out of Ramallah. That's Press TV's Mona Candy.